This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Second meeting of emergency response team reviews the efforts and progress made so far to ensure the security and welfare of Nepali citizens in West Asian countries. Iran targets Gulf nations with missiles and drones. Oil prices hit $100 per barrel. And Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the neighboring region is the top priority of China's diplomatic agenda in the year 2026. Now the news in detail. The second meeting of the emergency response team convened under the coordination of Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs reviewed the efforts and progress made by the government so far to ensure the security and welfare of Nepali citizens in West Asian countries. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting decided to continue the necessary coordination and initiatives to ensure the security of Nepalese, study the possibility of operating rescue flights and provide assistance to those who have come into contact with its Nepali missions in the respective countries. Meanwhile, Nepal has joined fellow countries in reaffirming its strong support for the United Nations interim force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, and emphasized the need to ensure the safety and security of UN peacekeepers serving in Lebanon under challenging circumstances. Nepal stated that peacekeepers must never be the target of the attack. The government strongly condemned attacks against UN personnel, wished the injured peacekeepers a speedy and full recovery. It has also called on all parties to exercise maximum restraint, respect international law, and fully implement the relevant Security Council resolutions. Prime Minister of Pakistan Shehbaz Sharif has congratulated President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Rabi Lamichani and its senior leader Balendra Shah on their remarkable victory in the 2026 elections in Nepal. In a congratulatory message, Prime Minister Sharif said the strong mandate reflects the trust and confidence of the Nepali people in the new and dynamic leadership. He expressed Pakistan's willingness to work closely with the newly elected government of Nepal to further strengthen the historic friendship and cooperation between the two countries. The construction of the Upper Thulakhola Hydropower Project with a capacity of 22.5 megawatts has been completed in Raghuganga Rural Municipality, Ward No. 7 of Magdi. The physical structure of the project, the installation of equipment in powerhouse and the construction of the transmission line has been completed. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Iran has launched a new wave of missiles and drone attacks on Gulf countries on the 13th day of the ongoing war involving the United States and Israel. Bahrain reported strikes on fuel storage tanks as tensions in the region continue to rise. According to the BBC, Brent crude briefly reached around $100 per barrel, about 38% higher than before the war. The price rise comes despite an agreement by 32 countries on Wednesday to release 400 million barrels of oil reserves in an effort to stabilize global markets. According to Al Jazeera, authorities in Bahrain have urged residents to remain indoors and keep their windows closed following the attack in Muharraq Governorate. The country hosts the United States Navy's Fifth Fleet and has been repeatedly targeted during the conflict. Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Defense said its air defense systems intercepted drones headed toward the Sheba oil field and the diplomatic district. According to the ministry, seven drones targeting the oil field were shot down on Wednesday. Kuwait also reported a drone attack, saying a hostile drone struck a residential building and injured two people while causing material damage. The United Arab Emirates said its air defense systems were responding to a missile threat. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Agency reported an attack on a container ship about 35 nautical miles north of Jebel Ali in the United Arab Emirates. Air raid sirens were also heard across several cities in Jordan, according to regional media reports. Iraqi authorities say operations at oil terminals have been suspended after explosive laden boats attacked two fuel tankers in Iraqi waters, setting them on fire and killing one crew member. Meanwhile, several people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes across Lebanon, including at least 8 people in attacks on Beirut's seafront area, far from the Hezbollah stronghold that has been the main focus of Israel's bombardment. In response, Hezbollah fired dozens of rockets across the border into Israel in what appeared to be a coordinated attack with its Iranian allies. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has welcomed the adoption of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2817 condemning attacks attributed to militias linked to Iran against Gulf states and Jordan. In a statement, the ministry said the resolution, submitted by Saudi Arabia along with Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Oman and Kuwait, condemns attacks targeting residential areas and civilian infrastructure, saying such attacks violate international law and threaten international peace and security. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi has identified the neighboring region as the top priority of China's diplomatic agenda, signaling a push for stability and a shared growth in Asia despite a turbulent global landscape. During a high-profile press conference at National People's Congress, Wang emphasized that building a secure and prosperous neighborhood is a cornerstone of Chinese policy. While addressing the border region, the briefing aligns with China's immediate focus on Nepal, focusing its recent House of Representatives elections. Earlier this week, the Foreign Ministry congratulated Nepal on its steady and smooth voting process, reaffirming a strategic partnership of cooperation. Beijing has expressed clear readiness to work with Nepal's incoming government to safeguard sovereignty and advance everlasting friendship for development. Beyond regional ties, Wang called for an immediate ceasefire in the Middle East, rejecting the abuse of force. He also announced that China will host the second China-Arab States Summit and the APEC Economic Leaders Meeting later this year, framing 2026 as a landmark year for Global South and high-standard opening up. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy over Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. It will be partly cloudy in the remaining areas. According to the Weather Forecasting Division, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Second meeting of emergency response team reviews the efforts and progress made so far to ensure the security and welfare of Nepali citizens in West Asian countries. Iran targets Gulf nations with missiles and drones. Oil prices hit $100 per barrel. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the neighboring region is top priority of China's diplomatic agenda in year 2026. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.